Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, and welcome to another episode of Positive Mindset Minutes. You know that feeling when life hits you like a runaway train? Your to-do list feels longer than a grocery store receipt, deadlines are looming, and your brain's doing the jitterbug with worry. Yeah, I get it. We've all been there, but guess what? It doesn't have to be that way. Today, we're diving deep into my personal toolkit for managing stress and anxiety, because let's face it, life throws curveballs, and sometimes you need a few power plays up your sleeve to keep things in check. Now, I'm not claiming to be a guru or anything, but over the years, I've discovered some seriously effective strategies that have helped me stay calm, focused, and, mostly, zen. And trust me, sharing these with you feels like giving away some of my secret weapons. So buckle up, because we're about to unpack 5 golden nuggets that can transform your approach to stress and anxiety. First up, it's all about awareness. Ever notice how ignoring a problem usually makes it bigger? Same goes for stress. The first step is recognizing those telltale signs, the racing heart, the clenched jaw, the, I need a double espresso, kind of feeling. Once you're tuned in, you can take control before things spiral out of hand. Think of it like your own personal early warning system. Next, we gotta talk about movement. Now, I know what you're thinking. Exercise is hard, especially when stress makes you want to hibernate on the couch. But hear me out, even a short burst of activity can work wonders. A brisk walk, a quick yoga session, even dancing around your living room like nobody's watching, because, let's be honest, they probably aren't, anything that gets your blood flowing and releases those happy hormones can seriously help reset your mood. Speaking of happy hormones, let's talk about gratitude. It sounds simple, but taking a few moments each day to appreciate the good stuff can shift your entire perspective. Write down 3 things you're grateful for, big or small. That warm cup of coffee, a hilarious meme you saw online, a kind gesture from a stranger. Focusing on the positive can actually rewire your brain to be more optimistic and resilient. Now, here's one I learned the hard way. Saying, no, is a superpower. It might feel uncomfortable at first, but setting boundaries and protecting your time and energy is crucial for managing stress. You don't have to say yes to everything, and it's okay to prioritize your own well-being. Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup. Finally, let's talk about self-care. This isn't just bubble baths and face masks, though those are awesome. Self-care is about nourishing your mind, body, and soul in ways that feel good for you. Read a book, spend time with loved ones, take a relaxing bath, listen to your favorite music, practice mindfulness. Whatever helps you recharge and feel your best. Okay, picture this. You're at work, juggling deadlines and facing a mountain of emails. Your stress levels are creeping up like a mischievous vine. But then you remember our 5 key takeaways. First, you take a few deep breaths, acknowledging the tension but refusing to let it control you. Then, you squeeze in a quick walk around the office, getting those endorphins flowing. Next, you jot down 3 things you're grateful for, your supportive colleagues, a recent accomplishment, and that delicious cup of coffee you had earlier. You politely decline a last-minute meeting, prioritizing your own well-being, and end your day with a relaxing yoga session. See? Stress management is a superpower waiting to be unleashed. So there you have it, my personal arsenal for conquering stress and anxiety. Remember, these strategies aren't about perfection, they're about finding what works for you. Take them one step at a time, experiment, and see how they can empower you to navigate the ups and downs of life with more grace and ease. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, please share it with your friends. Let's spread the positivity together. Until next time, remember, you got this.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.